Produced by women about women, Powerful Women Let's Talk is a series of interviews with women who are trailblazers and have helped shape our world, transforming who we are and how we live.
Jane Geetson is known for her community service leadership and her service to our employer, Spectrum Health. As a director of information service, she holds important certifications, roles on boards, and, well, is a stellar distant road cyclist. We ask her about her life and her story on this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. Cyclist versus biker, right?
Yes.
We'll talk more about that, and of course, you've moved 27 times. How can that be possible?
I don't know, but I don't miss it. The joke is the next move will be in an urn.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going there, but I'm glad that this is one of your last stops. You've been with Spectrum, since 1999?
Yes. Just celebrated my 23rd anniversary yesterday.
Yeah, nice. Yes. What's it mean to be a director of information services?
Well, right now, my responsibility is to lead a team of amazing people that are supporting and building our clinical systems for all of our frontline providers and nursing staff and allied health professionals. And it's a big responsibility. What we do matters. It's awesome.
Yep. Was this your roadmap? Did you know at this point in your life you would be this director?
No, I did not. I always wanted to go to medical school when I was a child, and now having the opportunity to hang around with providers every day, I'm glad I didn't do that. But I can still contribute in a really meaningful way. I started in industrial engineering in the trucking industry and then had a pivot career in software business and, again, interviewed to get off the road and have been at Spectrum ever since.
And back to those 27 times of moving, what would have been a highlight of a place you lived?
Well, they all were amazing places and contributed to my life in different ways. But I would say the highlight is moving back to Grand Rapids.
Good. You are a leader in this community and it's your job. How did this get developed in your life?
Great question. I think I just gravitate towards being able to make a difference in life and hope to take people along with me in that journey.
What do you look for in your leaders?
I really look for people that are empathetic, accountable, and when I think about accountability, I think of it as a inside-out behavior. It's something that's within us, not necessarily that you can be held accountable, but you are accountable by nature. And just that authenticity, which is something I've learned over the years.
Isn't it true leaders wear red?
Of course. Absolutely. The power suits are in play today.
Yeah. Is that true?
That leaders wear red?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That it's a strong color for...
It absolutely is a strong color. I will say, since I've been working at home since March of 2020, my attire isn't the same as it would be in person, but I'm still think I'm effective.
How was working at home for you and your family? And let me add that you were also a community member. You had to probably give something up for these couple of years.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey, and I think we've gotten a lot better at it over time and really being able to be with each other in a different way. But our whole team is working from home. So we've had to get really creative in how we interact and how we plan and how we work together. And that's gone very well. We have really smart people and very creative people that are always figuring out new things and new ways to interact. As for my community boards, most of them went virtual. And, you know, every board construct is a little different. So it's been a learning curve for those that aren't like me that work on this every day. But it's, again, been a good journey.
Yes. Community service, yes, important in your life. How did that get developed, again, by moving around so much? How could you have, did you have a mentor?
I think my ultimate settling in period was when I moved back to Grand Rapids and started contemplating adopting my girls from China. And I knew that their life experience would be very different than mine. And so I started exploring the issues of racism and the impact of racism on all the different constructs that we have in this community, both education and neighborhood development, et cetera. So if you really trace down my board service, it's all connected to that desire to have justice.
Tell me about your girls and that opportunity to adopt.
I have two amazing adult daughters.
They'll always be girls to you.
Right?
Yes, they, and I can still see their baby faces if I look close enough. They're amazing young women, and they've had a great journey. They came to us as very young, 9 months and 10 months respectively. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing that I sort of underestimated is the impact of that first 10 months on them and their life. And so we've had to do a lot of work as a family to kind of overcome some of that early trauma. Mm-hmm. But it's been a wonderful and growing journey, and we are all very close. They don't live at home anymore, but we see them often.
Nice. Tell me about the B word, the balance word. Has it been easier, harder with, again, these past couple of years with meandering things from home?
So I actually find balance maybe an artificial construct. And I like to think of it more as integration. And the way that I have done that traditionally when I've been on the run and in pre-COVID world is really bringing my passions together. So, for example, I often bike with a good friend from work. So I know it's amazing that we could make it through a bike ride without talking about work, but we really couldn't. So that idea of integrating my passions, bringing my girls into some of my community work, and that's kind of how I see balance. And that has gotten a little easier in COVID just because the demand for events, et cetera, is just much lower.
All right. What was your first bike?
My first bike was a Huffy Stingray with a banana seat. Mm-hmm. Remember those?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My second bike was one I saved up for with all my allowance. And when I was in late elementary school, I bought a 10-speed, which I had all the way through college because I get my miles on my bike. And for me, a bike is freedom. And it still is to this day.
Yes. Did you seek out that passion for the bicycle, or did it just come as you did? I'm obviously looking at how does one find their passion or their yeah. own bicycle, for lack of a better metaphor.
So I really put that biking on the shelf for a while and then took it back up. And when I got back on that bike, I remembered all those feelings from being a kid and just being able to get on my bike and go somewhere. I like going places on my bike, not just riding around in circles.
Right. All right. 27 times you've moved, but you've been a bartender, huh? Tell me a story.
I think my favorite bartending story is I worked for a fairly upscale restaurant in Newaygo, and it was a family business. Not my family, but I was injected in this family business. I started when I was 15, you know, in that restaurant business.
That was illegal to bartend.
No, I wasn't bartending then, but I worked my way up to bartender. And I think my favorite story that I use often is I unfortunately had to make the decision to stop serving somebody who had too much. And that person did not react well to that scenario. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, at the end of the day, my boss came up to me and said, "You know you've done the right thing when somebody reacts in that manner." And I use that so often in many things I do in leadership. When you get a very defensive reaction, you're probably onto something.
You self-describe yourself as an introvert, yet you are a community leader, a businesswoman. You were a bartender. How does one parallel an introvert in these activities you've done?
So when I think of being an introvert, it's kind of where I get my energy from. So I live with an extrovert who, if we go out to a party or something of that nature, she will come home and can't sleep for, you know, days or hours at least. I, on the other hand, am exhausted. I enjoy it while I'm at it, but it takes energy away from me. I recharge mostly on one-on-one conversations like this, mm-hmm. or interactions with a very small group of people, then I get more charged up. So the bartending thing, as an introvert, was that I could have that one-on-one sort of face-to-face conversation. The other benefit I had, a big slab of wood between me and that person.
Well, that's extra on that disclosure. What do you hope for your girls in the future?
I want them to have joy. And I think the way that you do that is you connect with what you care about and you start to pursue things that contribute to that. I'm blessed in a career that makes a difference in the world, and I hope they will have that same option. My youngest one is very interested in social work, and my oldest one is a medical illustrator, has a very strong passion for art, performance, and is engaged in all of that. So I feel like they're really moving very well towards those goals of being aligned with their passions.
What's still on your dream list?
We went to China with our girls, and I would like to do one more trip back to China with them now as adults and spend some time there helping them sort of reconnect to where they came from.
I can picture all climbing the wall, right?
We did that, we call it the Great Ladder because it's way steeper than it appears in many pictures. You have to have some fitness when you do a trip to China.
Yep. What's your word for the year?
Growth. Growth. We're going to be going through a lot of growth, both at Spectrum Health as well as is in our family. And as long as we're growing, we're striving.
Right. Any woulda couldas, or are you going to move forward, Jane Geetson?
No woulda couldas, just marching forward.
Nice. That's exercise. Jane Geetson, thank you for this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. Continued success to you.
Thank you.
Produced by women, about women. These powerful podcasts focus on powerful women and how their strength transforms who we are and how we live. Want to hear more Powerful Women Let's Talk? Get additional interviews at wgvu.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and subscribe. Powerful Women Let's Talk is produced by WGVU at the Meyer Public Broadcast Center at Grand Valley State University. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of WGVU, its underwriters, or Grand Valley State University.